This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Gina from Yelm is. Gina, are you there?
I am.
Gina, if you beat Migs today, I'm going to send you a lovely gold Daily Migs medal, and I really want you to wear that. How does
Me
that
too.
Sound? Yes!
I'm so excited.
We haven't gotten a winner yet today because, Steve, you got a perfect 10.
That's right. Hopefully. Not often happens, like even in gymnastics or any of the other events that get scored. Yeah. They don't usually get perfect 10s,
no.
But this guy did.
Oh, wow. Okay, look at you.
Stroking his own ego.
I know. Let's hope that doesn't happen again.
Backstroking my own ego. Sorry.
Wow. Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
I'm out.
Yeah, please. For those playing at home, Gina has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
How many wisdom teeth does the average adult have?
4.
Correct. What writer is known for his poem, The Raven?
Poe. Edgar Allan Poe.
Correct. The first official mascot for the Summer Olympics was what kind of dog?
Oh, God, I have no idea. German Shepherd.
No.
Poodle, St. Bernard.
No, no, no. What is Billy Ray Cyrus's most successful song?
Oh, Achy Breaky Heart.
Correct. According to Google, the two official languages of India are English and what?
Arabic?
No.
English and I have no idea. Pass.
And Arnold Palmer is a combination of what two beverages?
Lemonade and iced tea.
Correct. The 2024 World's Ugliest Dog winner was named Wild Thing and currently lives in what PNW state?
Oh, Washington?
No.
Oregon?
Correct. Which letter represents 50 in Roman numerals?
V.
No.
Gina,
you got
no idea.
5 correct.
Okay.
Right down the middle.
I don't think Steve's going to get a perfect 10 on this one, though.
No, I don't either. I would be shocked if he got the language one right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, who knows? He's a pretty good guesser.
He surprises us every day.
Every day.
And he's been backstroking that ego, so who knows?
Yeah. What's up? That's
Steve,
very clever
ready?
Of you.
Oh, yeah!
Okay. How many wisdom teeth does the average adult
4.
Have? Wow, yes. What writer is known for his poem, The Raven?
Edgar Allan Poe.
Correct. The first official mascot for the Summer Olympics was what kind of dog?
I'm going to go with a chihuahua.
No.
A poodle?
No.
St. Bernard.
No.
German Shepherd.
No. Okay. What is Billy Ray Cyrus's most successful song?
A Golden Doodle.
No.
Achy Breaky Heart.
Correct. According to Google, the two official languages of India are English and what?
In Farsi?
No.
I don't know. Indian?
No.
I mean, that's a Spanish?
No. And Arnold Palmer is a combination of what two beverages?
That would be iced tea and rum?
No.
Whiskey and
no.
iced tea?
No.
Vodka and iced tea?
No. The 2024 World's
Ugliest
Dog.
Oh, lemonade and iced tea.
Too late.
I was thinking of John Daly.
The World's Ugliest Dog winner is named Wild Thing and currently lives in what PNW state?
Oh, man. Portland. Oregon.
I mean...
Oregon.
I'll even give it to you because either way, you'll get a 3 or 4, but you lose! Gina, you are the winner!
Oh, man. I think it's time for us to play her national anthem.
You are
Gina,
playing...
Gina, who are you representing?
Portugal, thank you.
Yes!
Wait. Did you get the 8-bit version of their national anthem?
I mean, yeah, you literally That's told awesome. Me to get it right now. So it's the only one that I can find, Steve.
I was going to say, why does this sound so fun?
This sounds like
a video game.
It totally does.
It's the only one I can find.
You guys show some respect. We're listening to the national anthem.
Gina, I'm so proud of you. And you deserve that gold medal.
I am shocked and so amazed. Thank you guys so much. I listen to you every single morning on my way to work, and you make my day.
Aw, Gina, you rock.
And I think we're all shocked. Because, Steve, that was a...
That was a disaster.
Yeah, that was a disaster. The first official mascot for the Summer Olympics was what kind of dog?
Golden Retriever.
No, I love them. They're short, stubby,
like
long.
A bulldog.
A wiener dog.
Oh, that's a dachshund.
Oh, yeah. A dachshund. A bulldog. I guess those are short and stubby, too. According to Google, the two official languages of India are English and...
I don't know.
I don't feel as bad. I'm like, man, I'm an idiot.
Oh, French.
No. Is it Hindi?
It's Hindi.
It is Hindi.
Hindi.
I just was feeling like I wasn't right.
Steve, you couldn't even, like, think of languages.
I kept going back to Indian.
And you were like, oh, my God, she already said English. That's the only one I know. And one you didn't get to, which letter represents 50 in the Roman numerals?
X.
No.
Oh, wait. C?
No.
M?
L
for loser.
Wow, that was a rough one. Congratulations, Gina.
Okay, Migs. Maybe this would be the first concert you ever saw or a band that is no longer together. But will you please date yourself by telling us a band you saw in concert?
Ooh. I'm going to have to go with this one. Motley Crue. I know they're still playing, but getting to see them when they toured in support of this record, Dr. Feelgood, that's what's up.
Well, there is a rock band that has been around a lot longer than Motley Crue, and they want to reunite for one big farewell show. We're going to tell you who it is after Metallica.
The Daily Migs Show.
Maybe it would be the first concert you ever went to or a band that is no longer together. Date yourself by telling us a band you saw in concert. 206-803-ROCK. And Steve Migs just lost his microphone.
My microphone, I didn't even touch it. Just fell off the stand. So now I'm holding it like a rock star.
Yeah. Multitasking.
Let's go. I'll wrap the cord around my hand so I'm ready to go.
Of course.
All right.
Recently, Ozzy Osbourne, Geezer Butler, and Tony Iommi expressed that they have a desire to maybe do one final Black Sabbath show. And it would just be one show, probably in England. And they want to do it with drummer Bill Ward.
Because the last few times that they toured, they did it without Bill. And Bill's such a great drummer. And I heard that he is interested in doing it. So this could happen. I think really the wild card might be Ozzy's health.
Well, and Geezer Butler, I think it maybe even in his book was talking about the fact that they might not be able to do this without Bill. But now that Bill's on board, it sounds like it could maybe happen. So he's feeling positive about it.
Never seen Black Sabbath.
Me either.
Never even seen Ozzy.
Would you consider going to England for the final Black Sabbath show?
I mean, yeah, why not? Are you paying?
Nothing is confirmed. But this is the rumor mill, and we'll obviously see what shakes loose.
So when you asked me that question, I mean, my first thought was Motley Crue, getting to see them during their Dr. Feelgood tour. And it was cool, what, like a few months ago, full circle, we got to interview Nikki Sixx and Vince Neil from Motley Crue. And we talked to them about that very thing, about me seeing them and also asking them what's a band that they've seen way back in the day that kind of would, I mean, age them as well.
My very first concert ever was in the Meadowlands in New Jersey. I went with my buddy Tom from high school, and we went and saw Motley Crue, Dr. Feelgood tour, and my mind was blown. At one point, Tommy Lee's hanging up above us, wearing not so much, dropping drumsticks on the crowd. But still to this day, that's one of those concerts I'll always look back and just, it just triggers such great memories. For you guys, do you remember that first concert and any favorite memories from that concert?
I remember mine. It was in Seattle, actually. I slept outside the Paramount Theater with my friends to see Queen, Kansas, and Rush.
What?
And then another one, I saw Kiss open for Sapway Brand. That was pretty amazing.
Yeah, I saw Lynyrd Skynyrd and Van Halen open for him.
Damn.
Oh, man. That was a great show.
Yeah, with Foreigner.
With Foreigner. Wow, what a show.
Yes, Anaheim Stadium.
Yep. Anaheim State, they had those killer shows.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
So we want you to date yourself, Rockaholics, by telling us a band that you saw in concert. 206-803-ROCK. Our friend Joe Dredd is on 405. Who did you see?
Good morning, my friend.
What's up, Joe?
All right, well, this one's going to show you just how old I am. My first concert happened on a Sunday afternoon at the Seattle Center Coliseum, where I got to see perform The Jackson 5.
Nice.
Wow.
Yep, it was great. Back when Michael was still black.
It's still alive. So, how old were you when you saw them?
11 or 12.
Damn. That's crazy to be able to say that.
It was around the time that the Dancing Machine was a big hit on the radio.
Nice. I mean, I feel like that sets the bar pretty high for live shows, you know?
All right, what about you, Tyron Daly?
I saw at a tiny club in Bellingham, Dick Dale, the king of surf guitar. Yes.
Oh, Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, totally.
Did you just ask why?
I did.
Because she's a crazy hippie. She'll go see anything.
Apparently.
And at the time, he was like probably in his 70s, I want to say. But he influenced Jimi Hendrix. Mm. I mean, that's how far back his guitar stylings date. And he used to play, I think it was a right-handed guitar, upside down. He wouldn't restring it. He would play it backwards. It was wild.
You know, I mean, is he still with us?
No, I think he passed away, right? Like maybe 5 or so years ago.
It's funny how when I hear this song, all I do is think about is Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction.
Of course.
Yeah. All right, you, Danny. What are you going with?
Oh, of course. And all the girls say I'm pretty fly. During their Americana tour in Albuquerque, that was my first, I was 12 years old. So it was 1999.
Oh, gosh, man. When you said, first when you said Austria, I'm like, well, how long ago was that? But that was forever ago now when you really think about it.
Dude, they had the guy come out and do the whole dance. It was crazy.
206-803-ROCK. Date yourself by telling us a band you saw in concert. Wendy and Bonnie Lake, who was it?
Kiss. My first concert.
When did you see them?
I can't remember. It was 1977 or 1978. Wow.
I'm so jealous.
I paid $9 for the ticket.
I
still have the stud somewhere.
Not that I have like a time machine, but if I had a time machine and you could go back and see any concert, any band, it would either be number one or number two for me. It would be seeing Kiss in the 70s when they were first just like, you know, blowing up and becoming like this larger-than-life band.
206-803-ROCK. Tim from Black Diamond, date yourself by telling us a band you saw in concert.
1973, Three Dog Night at the Seattle Center Arena.
Nice.
What was their bit? Was it Joy to the World? Was that their big song?
That's the one I would go with.
Yeah, I was only 13, and I was all excited to go because my cousin had a big pack of joints, and he got them confiscated when we went in the door.
Oh, no.
Did he really?
He was 10 years older. But, Migs, I want to know if you ever watched Andy Griffith yet and see how brilliant your father is.
I have not yet. I know. I need to still get around to watching that. But then
and,
I got to.
And then I want to hear what your dad says when you finally watch the show and learn something.
Tim, I love you, man. I don't want to have to apologize to my dad, so I refuse to watch it. Oh, they also had that song, One. Wasn't that them? One's the loneliest number?
Oh, yeah.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do.
I'd be so bummed if somebody confiscated my joints.
Oh, that's yeah. the worst. Now, why is this woman being compared to Dolly Parton?
This woman, you mean? She's being compared to Dolly Parton.
This is insane. And the internet is pissed about this comparison, so we will go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Rolling Stone magazine called the Hawk Tua girl a, quote, Gen Z Dolly Parton, end quote.
That dude's trying to get clicks.
I'm just warning you. These comments might all be for me. Haley Welch, also known as the Hawk Tua girl, is experiencing fame because of this well-known moment.
You gotta give him that Hawk Tua. Spit on that thing.
So because Rolling Stone did what they did and compared her to Dolly Parton, the internet is pissed. So we're going to go straight to the comments.
Found a few of our favorite comments, sent them over to our friend Jason, our production director, a.k.a. Veggie Dog, a.k.a. VD, and said, hey, pick out some of your best comments and favorite comments and do whatever impression that you want to do based on those comments, just to illustrate how crazy people get over sometimes the dumbest stuff. I have to agree, comparing her to Dolly Parton is dumb, but it's not going to get me so mad that I need to comment about it on social media. Are you ready for the first comment?
Yes.
All right.
I used to subscribe to Rolling Stone. I used to look forward to reading it. Looks like I stopped before it became shit. Because it is now shit.
Did you ever subscribe to Rolling Stone?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, same
Loved
here.
It.
I think Rolling Stone and Spin.
Oh, for sure.
Did you have a preference?
I was always a Rolling Stone girl.
She has more of a Spin guy.
Mm.
Yeah. Do you guys even know what the hell Spin is?
No.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it was like the second tier version of Rolling Stone magazine. It was a music magazine, but I think it was they were always trying to be like better than it was almost like the Pepsi to Rolling Stone being the Coke.
It's a good comparison.
Yeah. All right, here's our next comment about Dolly Parton and how the Hawk Tua girl is our Generation Z's version of her.
All right. Let's call this what it is. Their similarities are that they are both blonde. Okay? They both have a country accent. Okay? And I would do them both. That's it. That's where the similarities end.
That's great. I don't know if Rolling Stone mentioned that part, but there you go.
This generation's Dolly Parton is Dolly Parton! I will cut you!
That was me.
Does this bother you that much?
Really? So I'm enraged.
You are that mad.
I'm pretty mad.
Dolly Parton is the queen of country music. She's sold over 100 million records worldwide. She's had 44 career top 10 country albums. She's also an actress, an entrepreneur, and a philanthropist.
Hey, I believe that's entrepreneur and philanthropist?
Yes.
Okay.
Haley Welch! Spit on that thing! Oh, yeah! There's so much alive! Hey, Rolling Stone!
Okay. You are getting way too angry about this. We have one more comment about the Hawk Tour Girl being this generation's Dolly Parton.
Dear Rolling Stone, shut, period, the, period, f***, period, up, period, thanks, and have a day now. Okay.
That was a nice message.
I mean, maybe Rolling Stone knows something we don't know, and maybe Haley Welch is a great singer. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to bet no. I could be wrong, but I'm willing to put some decent money on the fact that this is probably not a good singing voice.
Rockaholics, if you have not already checked it out, go have a look at the new Daily Migs t-shirt that is available in the Rock Shop exclusively while supplies last. If you grew up loving Beavis and Butthead, you're going to love our new shirt. And thank you big time to artist Justin Hunt for making the design.
It's so great.
You can go to KISW.com to get one today.
We're going
to
score.
One of the most iconic musical artists of all time just interviewed himself and gave himself crap for a rapper having sex with his mom.
Can you, like, shut up?
We're going to tell you what's trending after Collective Soul.
The Daily Migs Show.
We know that for our rockaholics, you wake up and you get your day started, and there is so much information swirling around from every corner of the world, and knowing what is going on within the confines of pop culture can be very, very tough to do. So we are here to help you out and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Migs Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Last month, Eminem released his new album, The Death of Slim Shady. It's a concept record about it, this being the end of his alter ego, Slim Shady. And Eminem is featured on the cover of a hip-hop magazine called Complex. So he put together a sit-down interview with himself and his alter ego, Slim Shady. And we have a clip from it.
You don't get it, do you? You were literally born while I was taking a I invented you because my life was up. My music was going nowhere and I was broke.
Exactly.
But you didn't fix anything. You actually made that worse. I couldn't even take a in the bathroom without someone standing by you. You're the reason I had to self-medicate.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Bro, I'm 16 years sober. What the
Okay, so this interview is about as good as the record, in my opinion.
Wow.
Did anyone else listen to the new Eminem record?
Just the one song,
Only the one song, which I thought tried. Was phenomenal.
The single's not bad with Houdini.
Yeah.
Right? It's not bad. I mean, mainly because the sample is a great sample for Abracadabra. Mm-hmm. Let's be real. But I listened to, I'd say, about 60% of the album one day, and I finally hit a point where I'm like, I can't do this anymore. It's just, it just felt like he was just trying so hard to be. I get that he's attacking cancel culture and he's attacking all these things that are now, like, you know, the buzzwords of 2024, but it just felt so forced and I just wasn't feeling it. I'm like, you know what? I feel like you should just let Slim Shady just die on its own without doing a full record about it.
Well, how do you feel about this other clip from the chat?
You're a mess, bro.
MGK, your mother.
He did, but she's your mother too, so yeah, you really need some help, man.
Yeah, you know what? Both of our mothers.
Okay, mine. Forget the stupid acting. Is that true?
I don't know. I'm Googling.
Did Machine Gun Kelly have sex with Eminem's mom?
Our fact finder, Sarah, is hard at work.
Because how are you not doing a whole concept album about that? Now, that I would listen to. And then MGK could have a whole concept album about what he did to have sex with her. I'm fascinated. I don't usually care about celebrity relationships, but I'm in for this one.
Now you're excited.
Do they still hate each other?
I didn't even know they did. Oh, that's right. They had the diss track thing. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Well, also, if it is true, how is MGK still alive?
Yeah, that's a good point. Eminem seems like a retaliator.
Well, if Machine Gun Kelly had sex with my mom, I wouldn't necessarily kill him. But I would be a little bothered by it. I mean,
you wouldn't be like proud of your mom? Like, yeah, mom.
But you can't.
Now I'm thinking, I guess there is two ways to go.
It's not like he had sex with my wife. Now, that would be a whole different situation. But if you had sex, why are we having this conversation?
I feel like you would be pissed if someone had sex with your mom.
I'd want to interview my mom about why.
Oh, God.
Well, and of course, your dad is on board with this, too. Like,
what, like a throuple?
No.
Now, that seems troubling.
I mean, who knows? Your dad sounds like a wild guy.
I'm pretty sure my dad would kill MGK. But he would also kill MGK if he parked in front of my dad's house.
Because
my
true.
Dad just hates when people park in front of his house. So if he had sex with my mom, his wife, I think he'd probably go even more postal.
For sure.
I could be wrong, but what? Is that true?
Dude, I don't know. I'm trying to find out, but I kind of hope so. That is some drama.
All right, we go from Eminem to a man who does not need money, but he's in talks right now because apparently he's not making enough money. That's Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. A lot of you are like, well, you would think he's the highest paid quarterback because he's like the most dominant quarterback right now in the NFL, winning championships and all that. He's not even in the top 10.
Ouch.
What?
In the top 10 right now. Tied at first at $55 million a year. It's Joe Burrow from the Bengals, Trevor Lawrence from the Jaguars, and Jordan Love recently because with the Packers just signed a deal. All three of them, they don't have any championships. So people are like, are you upset about this? And apparently Patrick Mahomes doesn't really care that he's quote-unquote underpaid even though he's making millions upon millions of dollars. In fact, here's Patrick Mahomes talking about it.
It's about having a good dialogue or a good communication with the front office, with ownership. We've done that here. And as we've been able to allow me to be a highly paid guy, while at the same time build a great team around me. Fozzie, get over here.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that was Kermit, I guess.
Of course.
It was the best we could get. Also learned that Patrick Mahomes' mom had sex also with... with Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, of course. Also, one more little payday tidbit. Robert Downey Jr. will reportedly receive over $100 million in salary plus bonuses to play Dr. Doom in the upcoming Marvel films Avengers Doomsday and Avengers Secret Wars.
So he can loan Patrick Mahomes some money.
Without question. Also in his contract, access to a private jet, dedicated security, and a trailer encampment on set. So fans are pretty split over all of this, like him coming back and playing these characters. Some think it's a brilliant move. Others say that Marvel's just out of new ideas.
And also just came out that Machine Gun Kelly had sex with Robert Downey Jr.'s mom. I need to get to the bottom of this, if this is a true story or not. And if it's not, what a strange thing to just kind of throw out there.
Yeah, that's why I feel like it has to be true.
For sure. There is a gold medal on the line, Rockaholics. And no, we're not talking about the Olympics. We are talking about Beat Migs. And if you would like a shot at playing the game, you can give us a call now. 206-803-ROCK. Steve has a record of 211 wins, 61 losses, and 34 ties in 2024. And we will play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.